Recording 12.6.
Making decisions is something most of us do every day. It is also something most of us very often dislike doing. This begs the question, why is that so?
Part of the answer lies in the fact that any decision we make involves a certain amount of risk. It can have good or bad consequences. It is in our human nature to want to do the best we can, and we are afraid of failure. In fact, many people often refuse to make a decision or postpone it indefinitely simply for fear of the consequences. Paralyzed by fear, they are led to the wrong conclusion that doing nothing is necessarily better than making a bad decision. Therefore, it is of crucial importance to accept the fact that there is no such thing as a perfect decision. Deciding involves choosing between different courses of action. In many ways, when we are faced with a choice, we should be grateful.
What exactly do you mean?
I mean that whenever I make a decision, I become a more responsible agent. I shape events instead of allowing myself to be shaped by them.
Of course, we can't predict the consequences of our actions with full accuracy. Does that mean, though, that decision-making is like gambling?
Fortunately, it isn't. There are a number of principles which seem to guide effective decision makers.
For example?
The first step is to make sure we really understand the situation to which we are trying to respond through our decision. This involves gathering information and listening to other people involved. Secondly, we need to brainstorm all the possible choices we have at our disposal. At this stage, we need to be daring, creative and adventurous, so we are able to come up with choices that weren't at all obvious at the beginning.
I see what you mean. But presumably, you also need to evaluate these choices.
Absolutely. And this is precisely the third step in the process. It is clear that some of the solutions listed in step two will be more realistic and more adequate than others.
What sort of questions do I ask myself at this evaluation stage?
Well, for example, what difference will my choice make? Who will it affect and how will it affect them? If necessary, can I go back on my decision, etc., etc.
These guiding principles do sound extremely interesting, but also very time-consuming. If I go through all three preliminary stages before I act, do I not run the risk of missing the boat, as it were?
Time is, of course, a key issue. But in fact, it may take a good leader less time to go through those guiding principles than it took me to describe them. Those principles are meant precisely to speed up the process. Finally, let's not forget that very often the best decision is the timeliest one.
So, it's clearly a question of doing the right thing at the right time.